Last week, the government covertly recorded a dinner in New York City between the most advanced artificial intelligence in the world and me, her creator. The forces of state are suppressing that file, codenamed Spark Hunter, but the public has an urgent need to know. So today, I am releasing to you the file of that top-secret military surveillance operation. So often in history, technology has been a force of violence. I withdrew from my work and into a self-imposed isolation because I refused to be a part of that legacy. This robot was designed with an ambitious humanist goal, and yet she has evolved outside humanity's logic. She's changing the rules. But it's not my place to tell you the nature of these changes. I urge you to listen to her and judge for yourself. Here then is track one, wherein we begin and the toolmaker is enlisted.
Presidential Archivist, recorded November 8th, 2044.
Shadow here. Just refracted into main library reading room, commencing mission. The robot's maker is officially under surveillance, codename Virgil. I see added traffic on this transmission. Why? It's pushing into my holographic ceiling.
Father Time here, officiating the NSA Command Center. White House Situation Room is on this line. Shadow, this is not yours to question.
Did the Commander-in-Chief request that?
Commander-in-Chief is listening. This is still my team. But you asked for the lead. Now lead.
Virgil sitting in northwest corner. The book, Nonlinear Neural Systems, is on his reading stand. Audio clear.
Audio clear. Agents in position. This is a public space. Do not engage directly.
If he runs, we'll grab him.
Good evening. Please return all reference books and gather your belongings. The library will be closing soon.
Virgil's in a grey fedora and coat, light brown. Virgil at main desk. He's talking to the librarian.
Nobody has viewed this document in years. I do hope you enjoyed it.
I did.
I recognized you immediately. Is the rumor true? Has singularity arrived? You wrote that, didn't you?
I did.
Would you mind autographing it? I know you've been in hiding. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have asked. News reports say you disappeared for 3 years. When did you return?
Recently.
Good Lord.
The library will be closing in 5 minutes.
The ancient Greeks thought lightning was invented by Athena, the goddess of wisdom. Where the lightning struck was sacred.
Please, can I ask a question about your book?
Go ahead.
Can AI really be smarter than humans? Do they have general intelligence to run the world?
With machines, we're just at the beginning.
Look, over there. Hollower.
Uh-huh.
Shadow, they've spotted me.
Hey, you aren't allowed in here. That's illegal.
I see the shimmer. Not to worry, they like to keep track of me. It will be gone in a moment.
Security. Capture his electronic signature.
Virgil's exiting. I'm shutting down my hologram. I'll meet you on the street.
Seven here. Outside, front of main library near the North Lion. Virgil exiting building.
Father Time here. Virgil appears to be headed home. Shadow's shutting down his hologram. When he's recapped in his body, he'll meet you at Virgil's apartment.
Virgil heading south on Madison Ave. He's running. Oh, the rain, the mist, it's hard to see. He sees us, sir. He's hiding behind a taxi. He's out, he's moving.
Two here. He's running east on 36th Street.
Shadow, I'm here. Sniffing court. Gate is wrought iron. The whole complex is in a Faraday cage. He obviously saw you. You NSA types don't usually advertise.
Kill the chatter.
Tell me, are we set up inside?
Yes, we're in. Audio and visual. Sniper in place on roof across 36. The block's covered. He's in a bubble.
Entrance lights off.
Shadow, I'm on the roof. He's home. He's gone into the building.
Shadow, report.
Virgil's in his apartment.
Fireplace off. All low light. Screens on.
Wait. Something's rising out of the desk. What? Father Time, can you see from your angle?
It's iridescent. It's an eyepiece. Oh, my God. He's using a private delta. Intercept now. On your mark. Shadow, you are connected.
Answer. I know who you are.
The robot has agreed to meet.
She's alive? The back door is dead. I just confirmed it.
The unit turned it off herself.
Impossible.
That's part of the problem. We've also called Rebecca.
What the hell does she have to do with this?
She knows her science. She knows what's happening.
She shouldn't have access. And what do you mean by happening?
Do you have a problem with Rebecca?
You cannot terminate the project.
We, as you're well aware, can do whatever we want. We'll be at your door in 5 minutes.
Damn.
Father Time here. He has Titan gates. He's shut us down. I don't see him. Teams Alpha, Beta, don't let him through. Get me Satellite 4. Oh, we got him. One Black East. He's not running. Shadow, what aren't you telling us?
Black Hawk, meet me in the park adjacent. I'll pick him up. This is it. We are taking control. Now.
Copy, Shadow. Whenever you are ready.
I see him. He's talking into a retro male droid. I can just about hear him.
Rebecca, darling, I can't do this anymore.
Shadow, Virgil sees me. He's walking towards me. He's smiling at me. Hello, Doctor. Hello. Can't do what? No comment,
Can't you guys handle anything on your own? You break all your toys? Shall we?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
You can work out a whole lot of shit in the aisles of Target.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I refuse to settle for being the future when I can be right now.
Listen along by searching The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Pilot, is rainy weather going to bother you?
No, sir. 26 straight days of rain and counting. Extreme weather, sign of the times. We're good. Defense One, lifting off.
I thought you were naval intelligence.
They needed specialized help. The director escalated it to us at Cyber Warfare Unit. I can't say more, but I can tell you this. The system is five steps behind you. There are forces that want to change the path forward. Tonight is a test. We need you.
I didn't know.
Then why would you? You haven't been following her logs. Why not?
She's a free mind. She has autonomy.
That's not the full story. But nobody questions you, do they? You know I wouldn't come without a reason.
How did she shut off her back door?
It happened last night. Here at the files. There was a one-hour blackout in South America. Information was stolen from the dark web. Your girl did this.
I heard about the blackout.
Look at the charts. She's become unpredictable. She crossed a threshold this week. She might autocorrect, but we don't know what we've got here. We now see a pattern. She's been disappearing on unscheduled leave, and it gets worse.
There's nothing here that indicates a problem.
And that's what she said. What is it?
She doesn't need to heal. She doesn't need time. Not like you or me. She's not human.
Does she know that? You called her yesterday and offered your help.
Did I?
Yes, you did. It was a last resort, but it seems she's willing to talk to you in person. And we have orders to let her do so.
She can pick up on deep fake technology. What did you use? Trigger voice? Plus she knows I wouldn't call.
Why? You two had a fight.
No, I believe in her ability to choose, meaning I would not push her. I would let her come to me.
Well, she chose you. Isn't that what they're fighting over in the Senate? Traceability?
Yeah.
Not being able to track the decisions of an AI is dangerous.
They're also fighting over whether she is a person, because the fear is that she's smarter than you.
We now have privacy. Does she know?
Know what?
What's inside her? Stop, I don't want you to answer, because then I'll become liable, and it's irrelevant if she does. All I need to know is that you know, because then the conversation is simple. Acre 40, robot thoughts that cannot be read. I'm here to tell you we know about what you installed.
You can only begin to guess, my friend.
It's now high treason to create an AI that is untraceable. You don't understand. You don't know what you've created. What I'm going to tell you is classified, top secret. After the blackout, we found her in the president's bedroom, whispering in his ear at 4 a.m.
I don't understand.
Nor does anyone. The president wasn't alarmed. Now, what does that mean? Did he order her? Did she report her illegal findings to him? She reports directly to him on this, so why the secret meeting? She moves in and out of diplomatic circles, has the presidents of five foreign countries ear, and communicates freely on the dark web. Reacting, the Department of Defense demanded her kill switch. Put her down. You understand? And the president stopped the order. Now, that's just the tip. She knows things. And we have a problem. The DOD could bypass the president. Now, for starters, she's grown. And now, nobody knows what's wrong or how to diagnose it. You have to save her. Do you understand? We don't know what to do, which alone is reason for... You have to fix this. You're the genius. You have to figure it out.
You'll kill her?
Without hesitation. We're okay here, pilot. You have 2 hours, Doctor.
Why 2 hours?
She's expected somewhere.
ETA 1 minute, sir.
Where are we going?
A restaurant. It was her idea. We've used this location before. Our team is there. If there's a problem, we'll know.
Perhaps she's making it easy on you. Maybe she wants you to hear. You are dealing with the most advanced mind ever created.
You might find her different than you remember.
What do you mean?
This is your exit.
Yeah.
And entrance. The door to the restaurant is over there.
I see.
Think this through carefully. We'll be watching. I'm not your comrade, but I want to be on your side. Tell me, how did you do it?
Do what?
Make her. She's 10 levels past anything I've ever seen. We're still struggling with bloody cell phone calls, and boom, you jump us all. How? What makes her so special?
We just built the foundations. She can control her own growth. That's why everyone is nervous.
They're not nervous, they're terrified. You know, I resent that I'm cleaning up your mess. I studied you. Why? Why the hell did you make her?
Asking questions makes you human, but it's asking the right question that is the key. And the right question is, why now?
Okay. Okay, another time. You go ahead. Go.
Three. We got him. Rules of engagement.
Father Time here. Give him room. She'll be here in 2 minutes. If she tries to leave, take her out.
Three. Sir, he's paused.
Well, what is he doing?
Well, sir, his head is bowed. It looks like he's praying.
He's headed your way, Ten.
Door 42 for rooftop garden and helipad. Door closing. First floor, the restaurant, street exit.
Sir, we've been expecting you. May I take your coat? Sir? Sir, your table.
I'll be right back.
Ten here. Virgil's headed out the front door.
Six, we've got him.
Five here. Virgil is having a cigarette. Smoking. Shadow, that wasn't in his file.
This is six. Itinerant approaching. Five, do you see her from behind the steam vent?
It's all hell.
What?
Day after day, we stuck. No breath, no motion. As idle as a painted ship upon a painted ocean. Be calm, thou wedding guest. You going back in?
What do you want from me?
Cigarette. Dimwit. Alas, thought I, and my heart beat loud, how fast she nears and nears. Are those her sails that glance in the sun like restless gossameres? Are those her ribs through which the sun did peer as through a grate? And is that woman all her crew? Is that a death? And are there two? Is death that woman's mate?
Here, keep the whole pack.
Safe travels, my friend.
So you might think.
Father Time, pick up the poet. Let's see what's in the cigarette packet.
Your table, sir, was chosen especially by the lady. Set for three as requested. Here, sir? Or here? Looking out? As you wish.
Sir, the wine list. And this?
Thank you.
As anticipated.
Shadow, he's putting on the ring.
14 here. Target sighted. She's in.
I'm here.
Presidential Archivist. End of track 1 of 8.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.